Hello everybody, welcome to another Launchpad series. Today we brought in an ISV partner from Germany. They recently just crossed the 1 billion installation mark for the software. And another interesting fact is this ISV partner at any given time has 20 million live connections running worldwide. Want to find out how this solution will benefit you? Let's find out and join in. Hello everybody, welcome to the Launchpad series. Today I have a partner from Germany, TeamViewer, where they have an amazing solution. They're gonna show you how they can support and remotely manage devices. With me today is Alfredo Patron.
Hi, great to meet you.
Hi Alfredo, thanks for coming here. Alfredo is the VP of Business Development, and you know, Alfredo, we and I talk quite a bit now, like as we prepare for the show, and it's amazing, like now they're billions and billions of devices out there. They could be PC, tablets, mobile phones, and so on. So we're really eager to kind of learn more about how TeamViewer can really help IT departments and also end consumers really manage these devices. So it's great to have you. All right, Alfredo, let's get started with the agenda. I think our audience will probably want to hear more about TeamViewer as a company, first of all. And then I guess secondly, it's important for our audience to understand what are the typical challenges that you help solve with your TeamViewer solution? Now, this is a tech show, so you're going to show us some demos, right?
I will. Yeah.
All right, that'll be excellent. And then we'll wrap it up with a call to action. Great. So let's get started. Who is TeamViewer? What kind of solution space are you in today?
So TeamViewer solves a very common problem where we enable consumers and enterprises that want to connect remotely to other people and devices to do things like within an IT environment, support devices, whether it's your PC, your laptop, your Mac, a smartphone, a tablet. You want to provide a mobile workforce support as well. So I'm on the road and something broke and I need help and I don't know what to do and I need IT to get into my device and fix that problem right there, right now to keep the business running. Also for meetings, so we enable companies, small, medium business, all the way to enterprises to collaborate with a rich meeting solution where you can whiteboard, audio, video, and lastly, for consumers or individuals that they people want to help other people. So for example, if you have a son want to help his mom or his dad, that let's say they got a new PC and they want to install a new cool device or they're getting stuck running a new app or configuring their email, you can go in and help them remotely. Or maybe my son wants to share with me, I'm traveling and wants to share with me his homework and I want to have a look and help him out and do that real time while he's sharing his screen, I can do that. Mm-hmm. Lastly, we scale to more industrial or unmanaged scenarios where you have more point of sale systems or non-UI configured systems where we can go in and use our technology to remote in there and do configuration changes or system management changes. We do this across all major platforms. And across all form factors of devices, again, from smartphones, PCs, Macs, tablets, smart TVs, and unattended devices.
Great. And I think for the Internet of Things you mentioned earlier, that really includes, oftentimes we see these digital signage boards, maybe a kiosk, perhaps a company directory that's sitting in a building or shopping mall, right? All those devices, they're running some kind of software you can remote in.
Right, and that's an area of high growth. Obviously, in the industry is heavily involved there, and we are. And yes, all those devices that have an operating system and have an IP connection, we can remote into, and we can alleviate the pain of having to send someone there to see what's the problem to fix it.
Excellent, excellent.
Wanted to share also with you, as you mentioned, we had tremendous success so far. Last year, we crossed the 1 billion installation mark. Any given moment in time, we have 20 million connected devices using our network. We're truly global, support all languages. We have a freemium model. So for individual use, for personal use is free, and for commercial use, we have a very fluid licensing model.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
We're trusted and used by most of Fortune 500 companies, as you can see here on the board. And Also, Marks is a very big and strategic partner for us. We've made a lot of big bets with existing and upcoming technology. So just to show you some highlights here, on the Windows front, we have a beautiful universal app, which I'll show you. It's mm-hmm. top rated in the store. Great. It's one of the top 10 most downloaded apps. We use top features like Continuum and Cortana, which I'll show Continuum. We're also available in the Windows Store for Business, or for small businesses that want to manage their IT environments and how they deploy licenses. We work in that environment. Microsoft Intune, we're working on an integration so you can have TeamViewer within Intune to provide rich remote connectivity and assistance for Windows managed PCs. If you download TeamViewer from the Office app, it integrates nicely into Outlook. So if I'm looking at your contact card or if I'm writing an email right within the Outlook environment, I can trigger TeamViewer and start a session or start a meeting.
Great.
And lastly, with Azure, some of our key services, like our management console, runs on Azure. And we're a truly global infrastructure, so we always have to be on, and we rely on Azure for some of those key services.
All right, excellent. Let's jump right into the demo, shall we?
Great. So here's our main app. And here you can see, imagine I'm an IT professional, and I need to look into systems I manage today. Could be a combination of individuals or multiple devices, which I'll show. Mm-hmm. So for example, here on the right, I have already pre-configured devices I can look into. So here's Android, for example, and I can request control. I can multiple ways. I can request a presentation or maybe a video call. He can also request help to me, so mm-hmm. I could get an alarm so I can go in and assist.
Sure, so it's really two-way.
Also have a web-based console, so I can do this as well, where I get rich reporting, monitoring, asset tracking, malware. So going back to the app. So right now I'm going to show you the scenario where a server had an issue, a Windows server. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to remotely connect. So I'm going to double click on it, and it's authenticating. And here we go. Here it is. And as you can see, I have some rich options here. So I can log, reboot, and control, delete, invite other colleagues that I probably need more people to look into this issue that we're facing. I can change the way I look at the screen. I can switch sides. So there's maybe someone else on the other side, and he wants to remote me, he or she. Mm-hmm. Maybe I want to do an internet call. I want to do chat, video, or annotate. Or I can even transfer files as well. So here's an example. I'm connected to the system, and I can launch Server Manager. And everything runs remotely and smoothly, as you can see. So now that we connected to this Windows server, yep. Now I'm going to show you a different platform.
Okay.
So I'm going to connect to an Ubuntu Linux system. So here we go. You can see the same thing. I have remote access. So another thing I want to show you is now more in the IoT space, where mm-hmm. we look into unattended scenarios. So it could be point of sale systems or systems that don't have a UI and a lower hardware footprint. So for example, I'm going to connect to this Linux system that doesn't have a UI. And as you can see, I have full access here. I can go in and type commands. And you know, gives me, as if I
various
were sitting
option.
On the console.
Right. So this is powerful, as I understand it, is this, because it's unattended, someone can centrally manage a bunch of kiosks in buildings and commercial facilities, all without having to go there now. They can refresh, you can reboot, and all those things. Really save time and money, right?
Correct. And yeah. It scales worldwide. So you can have a centralized department servicing devices and machines anywhere in the world.
Perfect.
So the other thing I want to show you, now I want to move into smart devices, so smartphones specifically. Mm-hmm. So similar scenario, someone is on the road, has their smartphone, and potentially they want to configure their email. Or they're having issues with an app, and they need some remote guidance, and I need my phone running.
Right.
I cannot go
That's
into
right.
my company. So with TeamViewer, now I'm going to remote into this device remotely.
And specifically, this is an Android device?
This is an Android device,
yeah.
And as you can tell, I have full control of it. So I can move screens, and for example, I can take over the camera.
Right.
So now I have the camera, and Here's wow. you. I'm going to take a photo of you.
Excellent.
There, I took a photo. We have, you know, as you can see, it's very fluid and fast. One thing I want to show you is, for example, I'm going to open YouTube. So now I have YouTube. I'm going to open this Channel 9, Channel 9 video from Bill Gates.
All right.
And I'm doing all that remotely on the phone.
Right. So basically, this is amazing. Basically, you're able to do live streaming screen sharing, not just from Ubuntu, who is headless. Ubuntu is a regular Linux server, Windows server, but also mobile devices is running, in this case, on Android.
Correct. Yeah. And the other last thing I want to show you here on the mobile scenario is I have access here to a dashboard. So in this device I connected, I can see resource utilization from CPU, RAM, and battery. It's EMEA,
Excellent.
Which version of the OS,
right.
which apps are running, and I can uninstall them,
right.
which processes are running, and I can stop them if the user on the other side needs to, and push settings as well, like Wi-Fi or even transfer files. So maybe there's an app I need to push remotely so they install it.
Wow, this is amazing. I think everybody should have this for their corporate IT department, right?
Right.
All right, what about another scenario where an IT manager may be just getting ready for vacation mm-hmm. and then suddenly get a call that they have to take care of something, and he or she may not have the laptop with them, but all they have is a mobile phone. Like, can we support that level of sort of a full screen experience of managing devices all without a PC, but just running off of a mobile device?
Yes, we can. And actually, we have something very exciting to show, which is what we've done with Continuum. So in this Microsoft device running Windows 10, what I'm going to show you is similar scenario. I'm an IT professional. I'm on the road. I don't want to open my laptop, or maybe everything is in my office. So I just plug in. And with Continuum, which is an awesome feature, you now see the whole experience now in a big screen. Could be my TV or another monitor at home.
Right.
And here, for example, I'm just going to run TeamViewer. I'm going to run our universal app,
mm-hmm.
Which, as you can see, is very fluid. And here, as an example, I see all my devices I typically manage. I can see you have service cases here I have to think about or any alerts. But in this case, I'm just going to remotely manage a Windows server from my phone.
Right.
So the connection is being established remotely. And boom, here I am on
You're
a server.
Back to the same server, now using a universal Windows app running off of a Windows 10 mobile machine as opposed to a browser on another
Correct.
PC, but still have the same connectivity to the same set of managed devices.
Right, and powered by Continuum.
Yeah, excellent. Now, you also mentioned, I think you mentioned about Cortana. So can you at least briefly speak about what Cortana can do for this scenario as well?
Yeah, so with Cortana, the benefit here is you can talk to your phone and issue commands like TeamViewer into computer from Baldwin,
mm-hmm.
and we'll just trigger TeamViewer and connect to. So the idea is just to leverage the virtual assistant within the phone to issue commands.
Right. Often this might be helpful if you have your hands tied, maybe you're trying to do something else, maybe bring a bunch of cables and PCs. However, the IT pros will have to go
Correct.
Fix machines. They can actually probably do that at the same time, right?
Yeah, make their lives easier.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Alfredo. Very, very fascinating series of demos. So I'm sure I'm excited about it. I'm sure the audience too. How can they get started?
Yeah. So I think first step is go online, go to teamviewer.com, download the app. For personal use, it's free. And for commercial, there's a trial period for 30 days. You can check it out. Also, try the Universal app, which is in the Microsoft Store. And also in the Windows Store for Business, if you're a small, medium business or you want to leverage those benefits. And look into the flagship features we have, which is Continuum, Cortana, and leveraging all of the richness of Windows 10.
Great. Well, Alfredo, I want to thank you again for coming over.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back next time. I know your team is going to continue to add new features and functionalities. So, and thank you for delivering this amazing solution and benefit. Frankly, not really just enterprises, not just small business, but also individuals that may be called into doing IT support for their friends and family. So Great. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
So here's another episode of Launchpad Series. Thank you for joining. We have tons more shows, over 35 shows available at aka.ms/launchpad. Thank you.